Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete the Job Guy Langlois introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Hard workers, well, you did it. You made a great decision today, and that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the with Pete the Job Guy. Easy for me to say. I don't even know my own name. Guys, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We give career advice to everybody. That's a big, big part of the show. So if you ever have a hard workforce thing you're dealing with, maybe you got a boss that's a creep or a jerk, or your coworker's lazy and you're having all kinds of problems, whatever it is, you can just drop me an email message, pete@petethejobguy.com, and I'll tell you what, I'll tackle that problem and I'll give you advice that'll help you. This show really is out here to help you to be as effective and productive in your work life as possible. That's one major part of the show. The other part is I introduce you to some of the most influential people, and that's my favorite part of the whole doggone show, because every week, I learn something. These people are so interesting. They tell you maybe a little bit about their career journeys. They tell you about themselves, but they tell you about the great organizations they represent. And guys, I got a big surprise for you today, and I'm really excited about it. And we'll get to our guests in just a minute. Another part of the show is we have an episode each week that's done by Eric Ross, and it's called Common Sense Ain't So Common. And Eric tells us about a workforce-related topic, something that actually happened, and when you hear it, it's going to leave you scratching your head going, there is no way this happened. Eric tells us about it. It'll make you laugh, make you think a little bit, but he also offers advice so that you'll never be the person. If you follow his advice, there'll never be a common sense ain't so common about you. The other part that we have on our show is Boston Danny, and Boston Danny loves telling us about the fair city of Boston. He knows where every single cobblestone is. Trust me, I've been up there with him. He knows everything about Boston. He'll brag about his grandson, Desmond, his family, and his sports teams ad nauseum. And that's, you know what, that's all done for my edification. I love hearing about Boston, and it makes me laugh every week. So guys, that's always on the show. We've been doing this for almost 4 years, and Boston Danny has been with us since the beginning. But Boston Danny also does something for you guys. He does shout outs. So if you have a special person in your life, maybe they have a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they made your workday just a little bit brighter and you'd like to recognize them for it, well, send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll take that email with your special someone's shout out. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give that person a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. So make sure you get that out to me, guys. All right. I told you that I have some very influential guests, and I'm going to, no further anything, I'm going to introduce them, bring them on right now, because I'm really excited. The topic is one that you're going to want to get your pens and papers out, jot down some notes. That's if you're old school like me. If you're new school, you're going to get your device du jour and get your thumbs cranking and take notes that way, and that's just as fine. But I promise you, listen up, listen and learn, and you'll probably get a laugh along the way a little bit. All right, my first person I'm going to introduce, and I have two guests today. This is a returning guest, and she was here about 2 years ago, and it's the world-famous Laura Nolan. Laura, welcome back to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you, Peter. I'm so excited to be back here.
And I'm glad you're here. You know, it took us a while to get you back, but you're here. Tell us what your title is and what you do, a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'd be happy to. So I'm a health solutions executive, and I focus in the public sector for Humana. My real role at Humana is to work throughout the entire state with our government and public entities, cities, school boards, and nonprofits, and to create a health solution for them. Really, that means a full benefits program for those employers, health insurance, dental, vision, wellness, and EAP to make sure that their employees have the coverage that they need if they have a medical condition or something to come up, and to protect their families.
Outstanding. Laura, I've seen you present on a number of different webinars. I've listened to you on podcasts. You're a wealth of information. And again, I'm just going to say it one more time. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Our next guest today is Dr. John Michael Montgomery. This is not a Western singer, folks. This is a very learned man. Tell us a little bit about what you do, doctor.
So, Pete, thanks again for having me on the show. And I'm a board-certified family physician, and I'm Humana's market medical officer for our commercial business. And so my role and responsibility is to really work with employer groups and businesses to help them manage the overall total cost of healthcare and improve the health and well-being of their employees. And I do that with Laura and a whole host of other teams. We do it like using a multidisciplinary team. And that's where we all bring all the resources of Humana to help improve someone's overall health and well-being.
Outstanding. Humana does so much for the community. Their outreach is wonderful, and I'm pleased as punch to have you here. I know, doctor, you're from up in the Northeast like me.
Boston,
tell me a little bit about how, you know, where you got started and how you migrated down to the fair city of Cowford or Jacksonville, Florida.
Right. So Providence, Rhode Island, born and raised, went to Brown undergrad, Yale Medical School, back to Brown Medical School, was up there loving it, was a Boston Bruins fan, a Boston Red Sox fan, a New England Patriots fan. So shout out to, you know, Boston Danny and all the folks up there listening. And then I migrated, as you did, back in the 1980s, the late 80s, the United States Navy got me down here in Jacksonville, Florida. I was a naval family physician for 8 years. And that's what brought me to this beautiful city. One thing I had the wonderful opportunity to do, Pete, when I got out of the Navy, is to be the chief epidemiologist for this health department. So back in 1989, I was involved in managing so many outbreaks. And then after I got out of the Navy, I had the pleasure of being the number two man at the health department here in Jacksonville. So I've been involved in this community, was a vice president at Florida Blue, now one of them at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. So this is my home. Came down in the 80s like you, and I'm stuck here. I love it. It's a beautiful
yeah,
place.
That's what happens. We come down here, you get a taste of it, you love it. But not only that, I know both of you are big proponents in giving back to the community, right? Jacksonville's been so good to all of us, right? We live here. We take advantage of the wonderful weather, the waterways, the sports teams. Come on, Jaguars, let's see it. You won the last one. But it's, you know, Jacksonville is wonderful. And we're going to talk specifically about an initiative that Laura, let's talk about Bold Goal, G-O-A-L, here in Jacksonville. Tell us, let's start with the kind of a 10,000-foot, you know, kind of view of it. What is Bold Goal?
Absolutely. So Bold Goal is Humana's initiative to improve the health of the population by 20%. And we really do that by seeing what social determinants of health or what the barriers to good health are in the community. And we work with nonprofits, we work with our hospitals, our universities, our clinicians, all over the city to identify solutions to overcome those barriers. And I always like to say, with the Bold Goal, we knew that we were serving our members and providing insurance and medical services to our members, but there were so many others in the community that did not have access. They didn't have access to care. They didn't have transportation. They didn't have food, and they had food insecurities. There's all sorts of barriers to good health. And so Humana decided to expand beyond just our members, our commercial members, our Medicaid, our TRICARE members, and to address the entire community and to see how we could support the community of Jacksonville.
Oh, wow. That's a good story. Look, you know, I want to back up for just a second. Now, you're not born and bred in the world-famous Jacksonville, Florida, right? Where did you get your start, and what brought you here?
All right, well, a little-known secret. I was actually born in Atlanta,
but
I do not claim myself as being a Georgia peach. I was raised down near Clearwater, Florida in Palm Harbor from the age 2 on.
Okay,
so
yeah,
being up here in Jacksonville, and it's been some time. I guess we've probably been here about 20 years. This is as far north Florida as I will ever go, and I call Jacksonville my home now for sure.
Very good. Very good. Doctor, this question's for you. When did you start the Bold Gold initiative in Jacksonville?
You know, I almost wanted to say, Pete, when you and I came in the 1980s, that would have been the best time. But, but the reality is we started it here in 2016. Mm-hmm. And it was one of eight Bogle markets that started at that point in time. And we found Jacksonville to be suitable for that. We'd like to say it was one of our first self-funded and actually longstanding sustaining initiatives, right? For me, it's really exciting to come into a community and see something that 5 years ago, here we are in 2021, it's still sustaining. Right, and it's because of the uniqueness about this community and the leaders and all the organizations within this community that allow for really effective collaboration and improving the health and well-being of people.
Outstanding. Oh, that music right there tells us we have to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKB.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
All right, welcome back, all you hard workers. And that was our show sponsor, Ascenda Resources. If you need any help with staffing, you call Angie Langlois. She is a beast, and she's bringing back the hustle, folks. So, Dr. John Montgomery, how does the Jacksonville Bold Goal Initiative relate to what's going on across the country?
You know, it's really interesting, because what we did when we looked at social determinants of health, and I think what's really important for us across the country is the recognition that a lot of health and what happens to people occurs outside the doctor's office, right? So it's social determinants of health. It's conditions that take place where we live, where we work, where we play, that really influence our overall health outcomes. And so we go into various communities, we identify what those issues are. In most cases, and across the country, it's been mental health with subsegments of that, and it's been diabetes as a condition that's been very prevalent. And that's what we did. We saw those conditions taking place all over. We come into Jacksonville, we collaborate with a whole host of individuals, and then we drill down and find out what's specific in mental health, what's specific in these different areas. And for us, food insecurity, social isolation, and loneliness is big in this community, let alone what we're seeing in terms of some of the other communities. So it's what's going on nationwide, around the country, lots of determinants of health impacting outcomes, and we're addressing those.
Wow. Anything to add to that, Laura?
Yeah, absolutely. So Doc is right. What we're seeing around the country is exactly what we're seeing here in our backyard. But what I think we have been talking about quite a bit is during COVID and the pandemic, we are seeing those issues with mental health on the rise. And that's something that we have to address. And, you know, I know, Pete, you talk to employers a lot about staffing and hiring employees. Well, a lot of these employers are a little bit out of touch with their employees. They're work at home, they're remote, they're digital, and we're always working to try to figure out if they do have social isolation, which basically means they're home alone without that community or without that personal contact with others. How can we help and make sure that we provide resources to improve their mental well-being?
Do you know, as a major employer myself for many years, I had an enormous staff in 37 offices nationally. There are so many things as an employer that I can recall, like right now I'm running a smaller business, but, you know, the health and well-being and mental wellness of your staff wasn't a consideration. I mean, it wasn't even on the radar screen.
And you take mental illness and you put that on top of a medical condition, you triple, if not quadruple, the cost. That's just direct cost. And so that's why it's even more important for employers and why we're focusing, because if 60% of what happens to you is behavioral, economic, and other social conditions, boy, we got to really focus on that, because we are putting a lot of our focus on the 40% what we in medicine can impact, right? But there's things that can be impacted, and it's a great message to employers. What can be impacted in improving the health and well-being of your employees outside of our typical healthcare system? And that's the bold goal. Leverage the community-based resources to focus on issues like mental health and others that really drive some of the costs we're seeing.
just talking about it right now, the listeners creating this kind of awareness, because, mm-hmm. I mean, for me to have this kind of little mental epiphany right now, you know, it's, I'm not the only one. Right. They're thinking right now, well, maybe my employee's performance is suffering a little bit because there's a food insecurity issue, or there's a transportation, parents can't get here, or this and that. And wow. I mean, this is good that we're talking about. It's making me feel good because I'm learning. Yeah. I tell you folks, I learn something all the time. Laura, what inspires you as a leader of the Bold Goal Initiative?
Well, I'll tell you what, it kind of goes back to what you alluded to before. My community inspires me, and I am raising my children in this community of Jacksonville. So I want my children, I want their friends, I want all of our neighbors, I want them to be the next leaders of our generation. Mm-hmm. We've been able to share so much knowledge and start this initiative over 5 years ago, but we want it to continue on. If there is a way to help others, to lift others up, to improve the health of the population, then there's that shared value in that. The work that we will do will give twofold back to us. And so that inspires me every day. If I can even make the slightest bit of change in Jacksonville, or even bring awareness to the food insecurity issues, there's like over 63% of the population at one point has had to decide if they get medical care or eat.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that's the type of
wrap your head around
awareness.
That, folks. Mm-hmm. Wrap your head around that. 63% of the population out there has had to make decisions. Do I get medical care or do I eat? Think about that. And how does that, I talk a lot about the workforce. How does that impact someone's psyche and their ability to perform well? I mean, it has to weigh on people. You can do your best to check your bags at the door, but those are some pretty hefty bags that people are carrying. Dr. Montgomery, what inspires you as a leader of the Bold Goal Initiative?
It's obvious for me, it's the people, right? And we have a great leader in Paul Sapio, who's our principal investigator and leader.
I love
for,
some Paul.
Don't you love Paul? Paul's awesome. I have to always give Paul a shout out. But it's the people. And it's recognizing that when we came to Jacksonville and brought this initiative, coupled with everyone else that was here, everyone was welcome. Folks put their individual issues at the door. Collectively, I mean, other companies, other organizations, and we came in and said, okay, let's work in a collaborative fashion. We call it collective impact, right? Mm-hmm. Let's collectively have an impact on improving the health and well-being of Jacksonville. And so when everybody came together and did that, and I was a former health officer and I didn't see all that kind of collaboration, it's exciting and it inspires me, absolutely. Oh,
that's exciting. I know we've talked about some of them, Doctor, but what are some of the major issues facing the First Coast right now?
Right, and I thought about that as I was preparing for this, and I thought it was really interesting because within the First Coast, we have multiple communities. And so clearly everyone knows top of the list is COVID and what's going on and the vaccinations and everybody being impacted in our community. And then comes from that the economic impact. So we can never be, you know, in the head in the ground, not recognizing the COVID atmosphere that we're in. We're in an ongoing pandemic, as always foremost in my mind. And I tell people, coupled with that, as we talked about it, the mental health impacts, the people missing that kind of interaction that we all got from one another, right? Mm-hmm. I miss seeing people that we used to see all the time and all those sorts of things. And then coupled with that, we recognize those social determinants. People in this community, and I want us to be specific, because within different communities, folks focus on and have different issues, right? There are children, the adolescent community, teenage suicide, and all that stuff is a problem. In the elderly community, social isolation and loneliness. And so we see a lot of those. We're focused right now as it relates to social isolation and food insecurity, and recognizing those are big two components that we're being impacted here on the First Coast.
All right. Laura, you have anything to add to that?
Oh, I think that, you know, what we've done with our community partners has been incredible to start addressing. And I say start because I want to see that legacy. I want to keep it going. But UNF has the Meals on Wings program. Mm. We've done Health Smart. We've actually brought a program into the African American churches all throughout the city to educate on how to eat nutritiously, move more, and really bring it at that level of the church for in that community so that we can spread the message. And Doc, you gave a great shout out to Paul Sapia. And I will say the one key thing that he has done so well that translates with employers, as you're talking about hiring employees, Paul started this initiative by building trust in the community. Mm. He built trust with the nonprofits, with the hospitals, with the universities, and he made sure that our community knew that we were there to help and collaborate, mm-hmm. and not to take away from, you know, one nonprofit to give to another, but yet to bring everyone together and collaborate.
And I say, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's what we've seen.
Well said.
I love it.
All right, Laura, how is Humana involved in the community?
Humana is involved in many ways. I will tell you, as an employer, and this is, I guess I'm almost 20 years at Humana now.
Wow.
Not to age myself here on air, but I will tell you, it's been a long time I've been at Humana, and I've been there for a reason, right? It's the people, it's the company, it's our value and our mission. And so, you know, that's why I've been there so long. But we make sure that we actually don't just give PTO, but we give VTO, volunteer time off, for every associate that works at Humana. We invest in the community through the Humana Foundation, and we give back to Feeding Northeast Florida, the Health Smart Program, and a number of other initiatives through our foundation. But we also make sure that our employees, if they're giving back to their church, their school, or a nonprofit that they sit on the board, that we are matching those dollars as well. And so that really tells you a lot about Humana, mm-hmm. and that it's not just, you know, Doc and Laura here trying to spread the bogle. This is our national mission, is really to support the communities.
I like the way, you know, there are a lot of companies that say, okay, we're going to go do something charitable for something, but they'll do it on a weekend, or they do it at night, they do it during non-work hours, you know, or if they do it during work hours, you might not get paid while you're doing it. Humana steps up and encourages and even pays people while they're doing it. It's great. And I happen to know you personally walk the walk, because I am a busy person in the community, and I see you quite a bit. Whether I'm at a fundraiser and we're bidding on certain things that are people donated for a charity, or I was stuffing sacks at the feeding the hungry
Hunger Fight Initiative. Pete, I was going to send you an invite. That's coming up in November. We have to do Hunger Fight. Again.
All right, I'm in. But that is, you're stewards of the community. You're giving back. You have a message, and you're sharing that message. I think that's fantastic. Guys, we're coming to the bottom of the hour break, and I hear the music playing. Stay with us and join us on the back half. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker. Pete the Job Guy. And 1.5 WKV.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. If that wasn't the best intro ever, I don't know what is. That was Josh's daughter, Adeline. And every week we come back from the break and you hear her say, "Welcome back to Hard Worker with Pete the Job." And she starts off like a ball of thunder, but kind of tapers off there at the end. But it's probably one of the cutest things. And I'm so glad she's a part of the show now. She's an actual radio on-air personality. Woohoo, Adeline! Guys, if you missed the first part of the show, I have two incredible guests on today. They're Dr. John Montgomery and Laura Nolan, both talking about Humana's Bold Goal Initiative. And Laura, if I could get you, just for the folks that are just joining us now, give us a quick overview of what Bold Goal is.
Absolutely. And I'll keep it simple. I will tell you what, our Bold Goal Initiative in Jacksonville and around the country is just to help our communities and our members achieve their best health. It's simply put, we're trying to improve their health, knock down the barriers to good health, and address it in each and every community that we're working in, and especially here in our backyard in Jacksonville, Florida.
Outstanding. And Dr. Montgomery, I'm going to ask you, I recently heard you had a collective impact summit right here in Jacksonville. And what is the power of a collective impact summit? And why is this approach important in the city of Jacksonville?
Well, this was interesting, Pete. It was the first inaugural summit of the Jacksonville military community and our bold goal and our Jacksonville community. And we came together to address those issues that we were talking about and to really be cognizant of social determinants of health and all the other things that are going on. So we have the unique military community here in Jacksonville. You and I both naval officers, or at least being involved in the Navy, we know that. This community is primed for that. And so with our recognition of a collective impact, it's like, what can we do, humanity? This Jacksonville community and our partners in naval in our naval community here in Jacksonville. What can we collaboratively do or collectively do to improve the health and well-being of the military veterans and dependents in active duty? They live here and they're a part of this community, right? And so we were just collectively saying they're here, they're a part of this community. We want to improve their health and well-being as well. And let's really focus on it. After all, they give so much to us, right? And when you think of the sacrifices of military families and all that, we're asking ourselves, what can we do to collaborate to impact those families that are helping us so much as well?
Outstanding. Laura, do you have anything to add to that?
I will tell you what, being a part of that, and I was able to kind of host or MC, Dr. Montgomery was one of the guest speakers, but just really hearing from some powerful speakers. Mm-hmm. We had amputees talking about their mental health and how they had to really focus on it to will themselves to start to find a way for them to walk again after being in a military, you know, explosion and that type of thing happening. And you think, okay, well, that's a major barrier, but we have so many others in our community here that while they're overseas, their spouse and their children, they're struggling to find out where their next meal is coming from. And that shouldn't ever occur with our military. So the collective impact really brought what we had been working on with our bold goal, but we brought it with a focus on our military families. And for me, it was very moving, and we knew, you know, how we could take it to the next step.
Outstanding, outstanding. If people want to learn more, is there a website or something they can go to collect information about bold goal?
Yes, Humana's Population Health website. You can go to humana.com and look up Population Health or a bold goal, and it will come up. And you can read about all of the different bold goal markets around the entire country.
Outstanding. And I also know that you can just go to Laura Nolan on LinkedIn and you just link in with her and she'll give you
Paul Sapia
too. That's right. That's right. All right. Now I'm going to ask you this question. I don't let any of the guests ever get out of this room without answering this one. And this is, Laura, I'm going to start with you. If you could jump in a time machine, right? You jump in a time machine, go back in time, and you go right to a younger version of yourself, maybe 19, 20 years old, and you can walk right up to young Laura, put your hand right on your shoulder, look yourself in the eyes and say, Laura, let me just give you this bit of advice, work-related or else. What kind of advice would you give a younger self?
Oh, Pete, all I remember, and I tell my daughter this, I was in such a rush to grow up then, right? I wanted to grow up, you know, when you're a teenager. I just always think about that, and I tell my daughter, slow down. But the one thing I would say is don't hesitate to share and to share knowledge. You know, oftentimes as a teenager, you're a little insecure. You may have an experience and you're like, okay, well, that happened to me. I'm not going to tell anyone else. The more you can share, the more knowledge, learning your biggest mistakes, if you can share that with others, then they're likely to maybe not make that mistake or learn from you. And I wish I had done a lot more of that younger. Now I love it. Yeah, we're on air with Pete and Doc, and I love sharing all these stories. But I wish I had been more open then and started to just kind of talk about any experience, any life experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. Dr. Montgomery, same question to you. You come across your younger self in the time machine, 19, 20 years old. What advice would you give your younger self?
Interesting. Pete, I would go up to this little boy who would be 15 years old, and I would tell him everything's going to be all right. And I say that because my mom died of breast cancer when I was 15.
I'm so sorry to hear it. Yeah.
I was one of 11, the 10th child, only one in my family to ever go to college. And years later, I made a promise that night my mom died that I was going to become a doctor and fight cancer. And 39 years later, I was the first African-American ever to be chair of the board of the American Cancer Society. In 2016, I received the American Cancer Society's highest volunteer award. So I would tell my younger self at 15, crying that night, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. And so I know it's a sad thought, but it's a good upbeat thought for young people out there. Because a lot of us have gone through a lot of things this last year, especially in the pandemic. So if I could share anything with everybody, anyone, especially my former self, I'd look at that little boy and say, don't worry, everything's going to be all right.
What a wonderful, wonderful thought. And thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Dr. John Montgomery. And thank you, Laura Nolan, for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy this week.
Thank you, Pete.
Well, that music tells us we got to take a short break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct-hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. That is our show sponsor, Ascendo Resources of Jacksonville. You can call Angie Langlois, or you can call me, Pete the Job Guy Langlois, 904-999-4878, 904-999-4878, and we can help you with all your staffing needs. This next segment of the show is called Common Sense Ain't So Common. This is where Eric Ross shares a story of something that happened out there in the workforce that'll leave you scratching your head saying, no way. But Eric also gives you a little advice to help make sure, if you follow his advice, that you're never going to be the person he's talking about on Common Sense Ain't So Common. So with no further ado, let's get this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common with Eric Ross.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, employees, bosses, and leaders, and all you fellow hard workers out there. Eric Ross here with 212 Benefits, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common, where we share stories and professional wisdom from other hard workers in the community. You're not alone when you think to yourself, no way my coworker just said or did that. Today, we're going to share a story sent to us that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up every time I hear it. But first, some mediocre poetry from your chief common sense officer on your circle of control. No matter your title or professional role, it is important that you focus on only that which you can control. In every single professional situation or interactions, you can always control your attitude, effort, actions, and reactions. In a world full of change, negativity, and constant distractions, focus only on what you can control. Again, your attitude, effort, actions, and reactions. Now back to the most cringeworthy term. What is this term I'm referring to? Because we've always done it this way. Ugh, just saying this makes my stomach turn. Because we've always done it that way. This week's story was shared from an up-and-comer in the home healthcare industry we will call Betsy. Home healthcare, like many industries, has seen its fair share of ups and downs over the last 2 years, with no struggle greater than hiring and retaining field caregivers. Betsy came with an outside-the-box approach and a viable option for engaging new nurses. When Betsy approached her boss and leadership with a new way to approach hiring and retention, what was she given? A big fat N-O. No was what she was told. When Betsy asked why, what was the response to that? Because we've always done it this way. Ugh. In my humble opinion, there are no words more discouraging or defeating than those. The world and every business sector continues to change at a staggering pace. Healthcare, IT, recruiting, staffing, logistics, finance, you name it, have all changed more over the last 2 to 5 years than they had in the previous 20. And this evolution will only continue. Those of you with common sense understand this, but for those of you leading the Common Sense Ain't So Common train, continue to live in the world called because we've always done it that way. Some things may never change, and some things work best the way they have always been done. But if you are saying because we've always done it this way, more than you're leaning into organizational and professional evolution and change, I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening sooner than later. Don't be that leader. Don't say because we've always done it this way. In the words of one of the original Stoics, Socrates, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. One more quote on change from the legendary Winston Churchill: to improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. Friendly reminder for all your recruiting and staffing needs, do not hesitate to reach out to Pete the Job Guy and his entire Ascendo team. For any of your employee benefits questions or concerns, feel free to contact me directly or any of us here at 212 Benefits. See you all next week on Common Sense Ain't So Common.
Oh, Eric Ross, that is money. E-Money, Eric Ross, 212 Benefits. This man is a wealth of information. Reach out to Eric Ross. You should follow him on LinkedIn or connect with him. He puts out some hilarious videos, some great information, and he's someone that you want to connect with here in Jacksonville. He's always available to help you if you're an employer and you're looking to maybe shop out your benefits or learn more. Eric's the guy. I really recommend you talk to Eric. He specializes with small to mid-sized companies, and he just is a phenomenal resource of information, and he's lived a life just dedicated to helping people. Speaking of helping people, we had Humana's Bold Goal initiative leaders here in town, Laura Nolan and Dr. John Montgomery, visiting with us in the studio today, and they shared some great information. And these are people, folks. There's a lot of people that talk, and they want to give back, and their motives are genuine, and they want to help others. But they do very little to do it because life gets in the way. They're busy. You got kids. You got work. Well, these folks have kids. They have work. They carry the bags like everybody else does in life. They're getting pulled in all different directions. And I always say when you're really busy, you just pick and choose who you disappoint each day because you can't please everyone. Right? But I'm going to tell you both Dr. John Montgomery and Laura Nolan are people. These are individuals that are committed to giving back. And when we talk about just some of the different ways they give back and create that awareness and come together and pull summits together to help the community. It's amazing what they do. These are folks that walk the walk. It's a whole different thing, you know, wanting to do good and to help people and then actually committing to doing something about it. And I'm not kidding when I say I see Laura Nolan all over town, right? I see her at the fundraisers and stuffing food in bags for those that are food insecure through the holidays and a number and a host of different ways she gives back to the community. And I think that's fantastic. Guys, you know me as Pete the Job Guy. I'm also very committed to giving back to the community. I am on the board of directors of JDRF here locally. And on November 4th, we have our big major event every year. Every year we have a big major event. Usually it's a big gala, Miracles Gala that we have. But this time we're doing it outdoors. We're still kind of dealing with COVID and trying to be, follow the proper guidelines. So we're doing it outdoors at the back of the TPC, and we're really excited about it. And when I tell you this is one of the most fun events that I've ever been to, every year we dancing, singing. But Pete the Job Guy sponsors the bar every year. What I like to do, because they have a silent auction and then they have the big auction at the end, which is super cool. And some of the gifts and things that are donated are just wonderful. I mean, there are some great things to bid on. Every dollar goes to help to help fund the research to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes. And I'm pretty passionate about this. I have a lot of friends, family, and now in my office, I have four different people whose families are affected by, family members that have type 1 diabetes. And it changes your life from the minute you get it to, for the rest of your life. And there's, JDRF is helping to fund all this research that's helping improve the lives of those affected. But not only that, their ultimate goal is to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. Come out and support us. If I can give you more information about the party with a purpose for November 4th, I'd sure love to have you come out and join with us and drink some of the drinks that I'm sponsoring for the evening. Have a good time, camaraderie, and generously donate if at all you can. Every little dollar counts. 10 dimes make a dollar, folks. It all adds up. All right, guys, this next part of the show is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. Remember, if you want to give your special someone a shout out. Maybe they have a birthday, an anniversary, or someone just made your work day a little bit brighter and you'd like to recognize them for it. Well, send me an email. My email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll take that email about your special someone. I'll put it in Boston Danny's hands, and he will give that person a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern Update. Well, congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. You know, they went pretty far in the ALCS against Houston. Two great teams going at it. There was a lot of excitement. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it. I know I was glued to the TV set. Just some great baseball. You know, we went through Tampa Bay and, you know, the beating the Yankees for that one-day wild card, just getting us as far as we did. It was exciting baseball. Next year, new season. Too bad we didn't make it to the World Series, but like I said, next year, new season. So we got that going for us. It was great. I mean, at one point we had the Red Sox on, the Bruins on, and the Celtics on. I split the screen on my TV. I had the hockey on one side and the baseball on the other. If I didn't like what was going on, I could flip over to the Celtics. Just awful good. You know, we got it good up here, folks. I can admit to it. So keep your eye on the Bruins. They're going to do pretty well this year. You know, we'll go down to Tampa Bay. We'll play those guys all day long. We'll rip it up, and we'll have some fun. The weather up here, our Indian summer, our extended summer finally came to a close. We ended it with some really nice days during the weekend, just beautiful, beautiful weather. New England, stick around. It'll change. We had what we call a northeaster come through. These are storms. They're pretty vicious. 75-mile-an-hour winds, 5 to 6 inches of rain. It goes over the course of 3 days. When it happens in the wintertime, it pretty much, shuts down the city. But this was an October one. We had a lot of rain. It causes some havoc up here, but we get through it. Back in 91, they named it the no-name storm. That was a bomb cyclone. Sebastian Junger wrote a book about it, The Perfect Storm. It's about the story of the Andrea Gale, a fishing trawler lost with all hands. They made a movie out of it. Mark Wahlberg's in it. You want to hear some Boston accents there, folks? Tune into that. It happens. This weekend, Cheryl and I, we went up to New Hampshire, and we went on what they call the Lafayette Dinner Train. And it was, 4 hours, take you on a train through the White Mountains. You get to check out the foliage. They give you dinner. The car that we were on had a glass dome roof on it, so it was really pretty, really nice up there. We stayed in Lincoln, checked out some ski deals up there, got some new equipment, getting ready for this winter. We play hard in all these seasons that we got, folks, so remember that. So I got your shout-out sentiments here. We'll put them out on the air for you. I like to rip it up and give it to you, so I want to wish a wicked piss of birthday to Mark Kay, Dan Rohan, John Skinner, Scott Bouvier, and Kim Purcell. Remember, it's your day, kids. Do something nice for yourself. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy the rest of the week. Remember your first responders, your nurses, your doctors, your military, active and retired. I know you do, but think about them. Peter, great show. Your guests are awesome. Keep it up, brother. Talk to you.
There we go. Another gem from Boston Danny. Guys, I want to give a special shout out to my guests today, Dr. John Montgomery, Laura Nolan, leaders in the Bold Goal Initiative, Humana's Initiative right here in Jacksonville. Wonderful program. Guys, you did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.